You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
For the NBA, the Lakers ninth in the Western Conference after beating the Atlanta Hawks by 31 last night. So with the playoffs approaching, let's take a look at the current standings because it's thick in the West. JJ, you know we couldn't have you on the show and not get into the Lakers.
Well, yeah, we have to talk
about
an obligation.
A logjam. The Pelicans lead the Kings by two for the fifth seed. And then the Mavericks and Suns are just a half game behind Sacramento. The Lakers and Warriors make up the bottom of the play-in field, still in the ninth and tenth spots. Here's Brian Windhorse. Windy. On Zion.
I got people in New Orleans telling me that since December, when the in-season tournament happened, Zion Williamson has lost 25 or more pounds and is acting. I mean, his performance has been excellent. He's playing fewer minutes, and I think that helps as well. But I got people telling me he's lost 25 pounds.
All right. JJ, you're up first. Best chance at a finals appearance outside of the top four in the West?
First of all, I want to say one thing. I'm a little hurt that I was not invited to the first take bracket group.
Do you want to fill out a bracket?
I don't want to fill out a bracket. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. I want to be clear on that. But the fact I was not invited, it's hurtful.
We assumed you were too busy.
I expected more, especially from you.
No, not from me. No. We assume you're too busy. You understand you have a lot of jobs. You've got a lot of obligations. And quite frankly, I saw you a few weeks ago, and I literally told you I thought you needed a vacation.
I'm getting one.
Exactly.
My kids are on spring break next week.
So I was concerned about you. My brother from another, but I was concerned about you. So I'm saying, Shay.
There's a number of teams. I think even going all the way down to 10, there's a number of teams here in the Western Conference that I believe can make a playoff run. In terms of who I think has the best chance to make the finals, I'm actually going to go with the New Orleans Pelicans. This is a team that has quietly been a top 10 offense, a top 10 defense. Over the last 20, they're 15-5. As Brian said, Zion Williamson for the last 2 months is playing the best basketball of the season. We were pretty harsh on him after the in-season tournament. His performance in that semifinal game against the Lakers, he's been awesome. They've unlocked him as a passer. Each month, his assists have gone up. Trey Murphy is healthy now, and after a slow start shooting the basketball, has played unbelievable over the past few weeks. I look at this team, and I see depth. I see arguably the best wing defender in the entire NBA in Herb Jones. This is a team that can absolutely make a deep run in the playoffs and potentially get to the finals. Having said that, Denver Nuggets are still the favorites to me. I want to be clear on that in the Western Conference. The other teams, I think the Mavs have a decent chance. I wouldn't, you know, discount Luka Doncic and that revamped roster in the playoffs. I'm not sold on the Phoenix Suns right now. Their defense has a lot of question marks, and they've been awful in the fourth quarter all season. So I got to go with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Oh, you sure you don't want to go?
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you had to say.
You know what? I've been going back and forth. I've been going back and forth because I see the way Kyrie and Luka are playing with those two bigs now that have been very, very active. They've been cleaning up the glass, getting a lot of second chance points. But I'm going to go with the Lakers. And let me tell you why I'm going with the Lakers.
Oh, my Lord.
They got the third best record in one possession game. And play-in tournament or postseason, there ain't no 25-point swing. There ain't no 25-point blowouts. They might be one, but normally it's clutch time. The last 5 minutes, the game within 5 points. So with that being said, I still like the Lakers. With AD and LeBron, we just got to make sure don't nobody elbow AD in the eye and he can stay upright. Because I know come playoff time, LeBron James will control the pace. He's not going to let you run up and down and try to tire those old legs out. And so, for me, it's the Lakers or the Mavs. And now that you got me on the clock, I got to go with the Lakers.
Boy, something wrong with you. Suns absolutely positively roll with you. You cannot possibly feel that way about the Los Angeles Lakers considering the way they've been playing defense since the All-Star break. I mean, they're one of the worst defensive teams in the game, okay? And don't get me started with their defensive backcourt of Reeves and D'Angelo Russell.
We're getting Vando. You know, we're getting Vando and Benson coming back. The V-Boys.
Supposedly Vanderbilt's going to come back. Let's hope that that happens. I'm rolling with J.J. Redick on this. I got to tell you right now about the New Orleans Pelicans right now.
Say it again.
I'm rolling. Unlike you, I get to the headline. I'm rolling with J.J. Redick on this. I believe he is right. See how easy that is for me to say? It's no problem right now. Let's look at this because y'all appreciate this. Pelicans 6-1 in the month of March, second only to the Houston Rockets. Ime Udoka, well, the way he's coaching, second only to him. Pelicans second best defense since the All-Star break. 107.2 points allowed per 100 possessions. Zion averaging 30-8 over the last four games, 66% shooting. By the way, are you ready for this? Do you know that Zion Williamson is on a current streak of having played 14 consecutive games? And by the way, he hasn't missed a back-to-back game all season. It's a big deal. When you look at New Orleans, they've got size, they've got athleticism, they've got shooting, obviously. I look at Denver, obviously, as the favorite. You know they're the reigning defending NBA champions. They're ready. But what are one of the things that we talk about when we talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves? We bring up size. And the fact that with Rudy Gobert, assuming Cat Williams is able to come back, size is formidable. Well, New Orleans isn't necessarily lacking in that department. Plus, they've got other pieces in place. They've got length. They've got athleticism. They've got some greyhounds. I like what I'm seeing from the New Orleans Pelicans. I think they got a chance to go to the finals.
Stephen A., you mean Cat Towns. Cat Williams can't help. He can't help Minnesota Timberwolves.
I mean Paul Anthony Towns. My bad. I'm sorry, Shannon. My bad. Not Cat Williams. Carl Anthony Towns.
Freudian slip.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I get it. Shannon's on the show. Their interview went viral. Yeah, it went everywhere. The whole internet watched it.
It's just that
yeah,
it was
I get it.
Well, for me, I'm watching Saturday Night Live. When Saturday Night Live, you know what I'm saying, spoofed them. I'm looking at that to a celebrity.
But Stephen A., did you know that the Lakers have the third best record in one possession games? Did you know that?
How'd that work out last year in the Western Conference Finals?
Man, they got swept.
Hold on.
I'm just asking you a question.
What's the best chance at, hold on, because the Nuggets had the best record. What are best chances at finals appearance outside the top four?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's Phoenix?
You answered the question.
How did that work out for them? Well, we know the team that won because they had a better record in one possession game.
Okay. All I'm saying to you is that Lakers team played significantly better defense than this Lakers team has been playing.
Bando.
Okay. All right. You say that. Okay. We'll see.
You all are hilarious.
No, you talking about that. See, I don't get to say, well, my team get healthy, but you over there talking about, oh, Julius Randle come back. Oh, that shoulder. If he heal that shoulder up, and Mitchell Robinson, big body. You know he a big body, right? But what about Tibbs running them guys? He met Josh Hart played 48 minutes. Another guy played 46 minutes. They're going to be dog tied, boss. Come play our time on empty, on fumes.
He does. First of all, he does have me there, JJ, because I am worried with Tibbs. That's why I've been happy dudes have missed games, because they ain't going to be worn out come playoff time. They had enough time off, so they should be all right. That's how
that
I'm feeling about them. But let me tell you something right now. I'm looking at the way the Lakers playing defense. I'm not enamored. And by the way, let me bring this up, too, because I was raving about the Clippers weeks ago, JJ. I went from raving about the Clippers to looking at them. And right now, if the season were to end today, their first-round opponent would be New Orleans.
Yep.
And I don't think they'd beat New Orleans. So
I remember when JJ was raving, literally, with
the Clippers to talk about how they could compete in the West for a championship to wondering whether or not they're going to get bounced in the first
JJ,
round.
JJ, who do you have coming out of the West?
Denver. Yeah. I have Denver.
Yeah. Shannon, who do you have? Denver?
Oh, the Nuggets. Oh, hey, Stephen A., hold on. I remember what everybody, JJ was raving about him too. But since LeBron James did that demolition job on him in the fourth quarter, they haven't been the same since. They haven't been the same since. You remember how y'all was talking about L.A.? About the Clippers run L.A.? They run around L.A.
I don't believe I ever said that.
No, I was saying, maybe they kept beating the Lakers' ass most of these years, but not this season. Not this season. That's
beat them so bad, made them get their own arena.
Listen.
Made them get their own arena. That's what we did. Beat them and kick them out.
Your guy has bigger things to worry about, LeBron, now. He's got the podcast with JJ. He's got other things he's focused on. Come on. So you just settle down.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Time for a quick take. Let's get it. JJ, we saw Ant Edwards throw it down on John Collins earlier, but was this more eye-catching than his game-saving block against the Pacers earlier this month?
No, I'm going to go with the game-saving block because it was just that, a game-saving block where his head was at the rim. Now, Ant called the dunk last night the best dunk of his career, and that's fine. But I still like the dunk against the Raptors where he dunked baseline over Watanabe a couple years ago. Both these plays, just insane amount of athleticism and timing and strength. But I got to go with the block.
So do I. I don't have much to add to that. I definitely got to go with the block. The block was spectacular, and it was a game-saving block at that, without question.
Okay, we'll keep it rolling, guys.
Shannon, we can't hear Shannon.
I don't know if Shannon
I agree, and it was with his offhand. And it, as JJ said, his head actually hit the rim.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely putting the league on notice. Shannon, I want to come back to you on this. Who do you think's the most electric player today in the NBA?
Kyrie. The way he can pat the rock, the way he can get any shot he wants anywhere on the court that he wants. He can get to the rim, finish with either hand on either side of the rim. The English that he puts on the ball. Kyrie, in the close second is Steph Curry, because he can pat the ball also, and the way he can pat the ball between his legs, behind his back, step back and get a three off in guy's face from 27 feet away is unbelievable. But to just watch somebody, Kyrie Irving.
JJ?
It's interesting. You know, the definition of electric as the way we're using it is producing a sudden sense of thrilling excitement. And we talk about the time about Kyrie being one of the most skilled players ever, and he certainly is. When I think of Kyrie on a basketball court, I think of him as an artist, painting on his canvas in his own special way, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of a sudden burst of excitement, I think it's got to be Anthony Edwards right now. And I would certainly put Zion Williamson and a healthy Ja Morant in that category of just pure electricity. But the plays that Anthony Edwards has made, particularly this season, to me, he's the most electric player. Now, the other guy I want to mention, too, is Wemby. But Wemby's 7'4", 7'5", yeah, whatever. So it's a little bit different to watch. But some of the plays he made, you know, the behind-the-back off the dribble to a dunk. Then he had the reverse layup the other night, his blocks. But Anthony Edwards, to me, is the most electric player in the NBA right now.
I agree with you. It's Anthony Edwards. Kyrie Irving is spectacular. He's electric. All of those things are true. But to look at Anthony Edwards and what he can do above the rim and what he can do on the defensive side of the floor as well. I mean, I just look at it from that perspective. Offensively, obviously, he brings what he brings. But Kyrie Irving is definitely up there. I can't knock you for that, Shannon, at all. I would just go with Anthony Davis right now.
I'm not knocking Shannon. My interpretation of the electric.
It's a figure of speech.
I'm not being cantankerous with Shannon.
It's a figure of speech, JJ. That's all it is.
But
now,
hold on. So was that, hold on, Electric, was that left-handed shot over the guy that's about to win the MVP third time in the fourth? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's up there, Shannon.
Shannon. My interpretation of the word is different. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Stephen A., this man goes and gets the dictionary. Looks up the literal interpretation of the word electric.
Now I need to Google it.
Welcome to my world. I'm used to it by now. Imagine how it was a couple of years ago when he came in doing that. JJ is special, man. He just did.
Yeah,
having or producing a sudden sense of thrilling excitement.
Yeah.
Kyrie.
Sometimes I take things literally, Shannon. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Based on that definition, you could have easily said Stephen A. I'm just saying, you know, with first take. I'm just saying. Just thought.
Arrogant? Was that the word? I thought it was electric. Which one was it? Ego? Alpha? Sorry, I'm getting confused. All right, we got to go. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Quick take, Shannon. Let's head to college basketball. We're going to Stephen A. Just kidding. Which overall one seed has the best chances of winning the title? Would you go UConn men's team or South Carolina women's team?
I'm looking at the women. I'm looking at South Carolina and Dawn Staley. I'm looking at back-to-back consecutive undefeated seasons, and over the last 3 years, 101-3.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. This woman is sensational. And I look at, obviously LSU could stand in their way along with some others, but I just think that South Carolina is above the crowd. I give them a better chance.
Okay. ESPN Tournament Challenge men's and women's brackets are open, so download the app to get started, then create a group, invite your friends. Shannon, I just wanted to invite you if you want to join as one of my friends, or JJ, you want to join.
We're not friends.
Love to have you be a part of my group. Get ready for the madness. The number one bracket game, the men's game, closes Thursday noon Eastern. The women's game Friday morning, 11:30 Eastern.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's time for the A-list. Keep in mind, the list is fluid.
This list is fluid.
This is an A-list.
The list is trash.
Because a lack of compassion. Lack of compassion?
That list like you got the flu. Not fluid, the flu.
You have bumped your head.
I agree with this list. The list is going.
What was worse? Him on the mound with the stanky leg? Or this list?
The pitch.
No, don't let him feel good. Thank you.
Hey, stretch it out. Get ready. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't wait for this one. This might be my all-time favorite A-list. Keep in mind, this ain't fluid today, baby. This ain't fluid. Pay attention, Shay Shay. Take notes, baby. You, the pressure's on you. This ain't about me today, JJ. This is about you. You better agree with me on this one. This is history in the making. The category, what are we talking about? All-time most exciting players in college basketball history. Okay, I got a whole bunch of honorable mentions. I won't give them to you yet. Let's go to number five. Please give it to me right now. Bam! Allen Iverson at Georgetown. Did you know? Not only did he average 23 points a game, did you know that he's a two-time defensive player of the year? Allen Iverson at Georgetown. You understand what I'm trying to say to y'all right now? AI, the answer was the answer before he got to the damn pros. That's what he did. Hoyer paranoia, defense. This is what they talked about. The only dude in the history of the late John Thompson's program, he handed the ball to and said, just take me. Just take me there, JJ. That's what John Thompson said. It wasn't about defense. It was about that brother right there. number five. Ready for this one? Number four, give it to me right now. Bam! Abdul Mahmoud Rauf, formerly Chris Jackson. Did you know he averaged 29 a game? Did you know that brother dropped crossover? Yeah, threes all over the damn place. Did you know that Shaquille O'Neal and Stanley Roberts were his teammates and that brother was the star? Did you remember that? That dude right there, Mahmoud Rauf, known as Chris Jackson, easily one of the most exciting players in college basketball history. Give it to me at number three, please. Bam! Michael Jordan. Now, of course, that's a given. The news here, he's three. That's the news here. You know why he's number three? Because Michael Jordan was denied his greatness because of Dean Smith. He said it himself. The only person that could ever stop him was Dean Smith, because Dean Smith reined him in, didn't let him loose, didn't unleash. That's why he had to wait till he got to the pros. But he still put on a show in college. He was absolutely very exciting. Number two on the list, give it to me. You remember this guy? You remember that guy, JJ? Let me tell you my favorite moment. Kenny Anderson, Archbishop Molloy, Queens, New York, Georgia Tech 1 year. This brother, this happened against Duke. Go back and watch the tape. The brother came down. Look at the movement there on Bobby Hurley like that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at that again. Show it again. Oh, my Lord. He did. Bobby Hurley ran to Mike Krzyzewski crying, JJ. What am I supposed to do? Oh, yes. Go back and watch the tape, because Kenny Anderson was that dude. Absolutely spectacular. Just wasn't number one. Give me number one, please. Dwayne Pearl Washington out of Syracuse. No hops whatsoever. Not a great jump shot at all. But the brother danced on everybody. He was a showstopper. You packed the garden. You packed the carrier dome. You packed everywhere just to see this brother dance on people. And oh, by the way, every time I brought this up, whether it was Krzyzewski, whether it was Dean Smith, whether it was Roy Williams, whether it was, I mean, my God, I'm just thinking about it. Nobody has denied this brother right here, Pearl, Dwayne Pearl Washington. Those are my top five. Pearl, Kenny Anderson, Jordan, Chris Jackson, Allen Iverson. Floor is yours.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a good list. It's a good list. A good list.
Good.
It's a good list. I think Magic Johnson.
No.
With Michigan State wasn't
no.
exciting.
Yes, he was.
Zion Williamson.
Level.
Zion Williamson.
He's an honorable
Zion
mention.
Williamson.
He ain't top five. Oh no. Oh no 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 no. This history, baby.
Listen. You put this guy number one, and I know who he is. You put him number one, and the highlight they showed was a two-hand backboard pass. That's the most exciting player in college basketball history. A two-hand backboard pass.
I can't help it. They just showed the first thing. I can't help that.
A Zion Williamson reverse 360 windmill.
Let me
come on.
Oh yeah.
RJ Barrett timing the jump perfectly.
This is blasphemy.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you right now, you're gonna go to an NBA arena and you're gonna run into basketball greatness.
I know he was great.
He's not. Zion was not the way Pearl Washington. He was not Kenny. He was not MJ. He was not Chris Jackson. He was not Allen.
Okay. Let me hear.
He
from
was
Shannon.
Not
Shannon.
Well, my screen went blank. I got number one was Steph Curry. I got Steph Curry, Pete Maravich, Michael Jordan, Zion Williamson, and Trae Young.
Hmm. Trae Young getting some love. Wow. I love that, Shay.
You should be banned from talking about college basketball.
But Stephen A., I do love your list. Stephen A., I do love, hey, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, I'm old enough to remember him. I was in Denver when he got there.
That's a great one.
He was since, hey, you talking about handles? He had Kyrie handles before Kyrie probably was born. He got, hey.
Shannon. Do you understand what it took for me? Let's talk about the names that I struggled to take off the list. I could have put Vince Carter on here. Okay? I could have put Mark Price from Georgia Tech on here. That brother was big time. Big time. Walter Berry. St. John's. Went to San Jacinto, averaged 28 before he came to St. John's. And they went to the Final Four before Hoyer Paranoia took them out. I could have went that route. You understand the names that I left out? To put this list together? with Zion.
Shannon, will you grade it for me? What grade would you give him?
You know what, Stephen A., that's an A-list. That's an A-list.
Okay.
That's an A-list.
Give me that.
Okay. Well, that's an A-list. What would you grade it, Jay?
What is it?
I will give your list an A-minus very easily.
Good.
I just think the overall presentation, we're going to have a conversation with producers, whoever did the editing of the videos. We can't sell a list. We cannot sell a list to a younger audience for the most exciting college basketball player of all time.
We had video
and the first highlight be a two-hand board tap.
Pearl Washington, we had video limitations.
Let me say this to you. This is one thing. Hoyer paranoia, Molly. Georgetown led by Gene Smith defensively in UN, of course. These brothers were such piranhas.
Yeah.
People were scared to bring the ball up the court on them, literally. No one wanted to dribble.
Yeah.
They gave the ball the way Pearl watched it. John Thompson watched this man get buckled to his knees and watched this man break a press by himself and literally say, come back. Everybody come back. You know I'm telling the truth. This is what this brother did. We talk about a handle. Yo, Shannon, Kyrie is Kyrie. But before Kyrie, before Kenny Anderson, it was this brother right here. The man, the way he danced. Y'all just thought, oh,
you should talk about this on your podcast.
You got to put Steph, though, Stephen A. You got to put Steph Curry on the list, Stephen A. You got to put Steph.
No. As great as Steph Curry, all of those guys are great. But I'm just saying, to see them, you packed arenas to see these brothers. You walked into college basketball, which is all about team. You're looking at the team, and you got the nostalgia, you got all the fans. You walked through the turnstiles to see these individual brothers right here.
Think about Jimmermania?
That was a thing. That was a thing. It was. That's more our generation, though.
Fine.
Stephen A., you imagine if Steph Curry went to North Carolina or Duke or Kansas? Can you a Kentucky and he doing what he's doing at Davidson?
As opposed to Davidson, I get it. But what I'm saying to you, when you talk about excitement, you talk about folks walking through the turnstiles to see these brothers did that for the game of college basketball. Okay. Not to say Zion did it, not to say Vince Carter did it, but these brothers was on another level. You sort of, can we please show the Kenny Anderson and Bobby Hurley thing again? Just for me. I need to see that again.
Yeah,
Kenny Anderson dancing on Bobby Hurley and Duke at Georgia Tech. Watch this, please. Oh, my Lord. That's not in slow motion. Go put regular speed. Show it again. Oh, my God. Right there, stuff like that you didn't see every day. My list is an A.
Stephen A., you do realize Steph Curry was so good, he had LeBron James come to one of his college games.
So what? You didn't just say, I know he's the GOAT, he's God. I mean, so what, LeBron James came to this game? So what? He was a bad brother. Steph Curry's elite. I get it. But the showstoppers, I just gave them to you. Ask anybody.
Okay.
Ask anybody.
Okay. They both gave you an A.
Minus.
We gave you an A. What more you want?
Okay, you've never gotten two A's. Come on. Relax. I should have taken it to the streets. Got the people's vote.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift
just in time for Mother's Day, whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day is May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod, and have a fabulous day. All right, to the NFL. So last season, the Buffalo Bills came up short once again to the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs, which had many questioning if the Bills' Super Bowl window was closing. Last week, wide out, Stephon Diggs sent out a cryptic tweet saying, ready for whatever, on social media. Stephon Diggs has quite the contract, 4 years remaining. He's got a cap hit of around $28 million each of the next 3 years. And this year, he's guaranteed $18.5 million. Since joining Buffalo, Diggs ranks fourth in yards and touchdowns among wide receivers. All right, Shay, tell me this. Should the Bills want to trade or keep Diggs?
I think the Bills are, like myself, tired of all these cryptic tweets. Stephon Diggs is going to be one of these guys. The Buffalo Bills are going to tolerate him until they can replace him. And he's on borrowed time because it's always something with him. Is that they throw him the ball, if he's complaining that he doesn't get the ball. Well, that's not what that meant. I was just trying to do this. I was trying to do that. Then they throw him the ball and he drop it. Not a word to be said. Couldn't be found. Bro, everybody wants the ball. You're not the only one. You don't think Gabe Davis wanted the ball? You don't think Dawson Knox, Kincaid, they wanted the ball? It's just for me, I'm just so tired of every time I turn around in the offseason, it's the shenanigans, it's the antics like this, it's the cryptic tweets. Bro, just play football. You making tons of money, you get to fly around the world, you at fashion shows, and you've earned that right. But enough of this, enough of the petulance on the sideline. It just rubs me the wrong way. And like I said, Stephen, and I tell people this all the time, I'm glad I played in the era in which I played because, to me, I think guys cared more about winning. Now it's about clicks, it's about likes, it's about mention, it's about look at me. And that just rubs me the wrong way, and it explains why some teams have success and some teams don't.
What would you have done if you had teammates like that, Shannon, like you just described?
Well, it'd be very difficult now, Stephen A., because it's a different time now, and you would have to adapt to the times. But when we played, all that cell phones, talking on the cell phones, all that going and talking, nah, we're here to win. And I would ask the guys, if that's your wife, if that's your girlfriend or whomever, where do they think you at between the hours of 9 and 4? You at work. You're an NFL player. So what is it? Is it an emergency just to call, hey, babe, how you doing? I was thinking about you, bro. That's not going to help us win games. I think the time now, Stephen A., it would be very difficult, like for me and guys like myself that cared more about winning than clicks, likes, and mentions, because it seems to me that's what a lot of guys are more concerned about, and that explains why they don't win with the regularity in which they should.
Here's what I would say. I'm not going to criticize Stephon Diggs from the standpoint of being frustrated, because there have been frustrating moments. But when you complain, you got to answer the call. When Josh Thank Allen you. Threw that bomb to you, you got to catch that pass.
Thank you.
Got to catch that pass. It's a playoff on the line. And if you talk, you can't disappear when you drop a pass like that and y'all lose and you can't be found. That's mm-hmm. weak. Having said that, I'm a huge fan of Stephon Diggs. I would say this, though. I'm looking at his numbers right here, Shannon. Over the last 4 years, he's had 166, 164, 154, and 160 targets.
Yes.
And in that span, he's had 127, 103, 108, and 107 receptions. He is obviously being utilized as a number one receiver.
Thank you.
And over 1,000 yards each season. Over 1,400 yards, two of those 4 seasons. I get that. So, to me, if you're the Buffalo Bills, you should want to move him. And here's why you should want to move him. Because with all of that activity, he's still complaining. He's still sending cryptic messages.
Yep.
He still clearly is unhappy. Now, you don't need that in your locker room anymore. And you can get extreme value for him because he is a top-notch receiver. You know, I didn't like the way he was treated in Minnesota. I didn't like the fact that they tried to act like Adam Thielen was the number one option, was a guy worthy of being the number one option over him. I didn't like that at all. But in this particular situation with Josh Allen as the stud at the quarterback position, with you clearly being targeted and utilized, you can't be doing anything cryptic. You need to be direct and straightforward. And who's to say he hasn't done that with the team? But the bottom line is he doesn't, as I reported at the beginning of the season, if you remember, I said, I don't give a damn what he says. I'm telling you, he's not happy. And he believes that they missed their window. And sure enough, now we're seeing what we're seeing. So it turns out I was right after all. You need to move on from him. Let him go to a different situation because clearly he's lost a belief in the Buffalo Bills. That's what I think is going on. And so I'm not questioning his skill set at all, all right? Or the fact that he could be a good teammate. I just think that he doesn't believe in the troops that he's with in that uniform anymore. And I think he needs to move on because of that.
Stephen A., you mentioned the targets. So he's basically getting almost 10 targets a game.
That's
how many targets does he want to get a game? 15? 20? So he wants them to throw, Josh Allen to throw all the balls his way. I mean, I just, like I said, it's the cryptic tweets for me. It's the antics on the sideline. I get it. There's a level of frustration that happens on the sideline, especially when you're as devoted to the game, especially as much time in the offseason you spend trying to work on your craft. But enough is enough. Every time you don't get the ball, it can't be, oh, my, I can't believe he missed me. He ain't giving me no ball. It can't be a cryptic tweet. I'm ready for whatever or deuce or that. Come on, man. Time out for this. Bro, do you realize where do you think when your career is over, you're going to be making $18 million a year? Make as much money as you can, as long as you can. But we've seen guys that could have possibly played another 2 to 3 years. Make decent money, but the team say, no, you're more trouble than you're worth. We're just going to move on. We've seen that happen to guys, Stephen A. And if he's not careful, he's going to be one of those guys.
And by the way, you know how you don't hurt your reputation, Shannon? By being honest. If you don't believe in your boys, say so. I don't want to be here because I don't believe in us. Now, you don't have to say that publicly, but you can say that to them privately. Team. I don't believe in us anymore. I want out. You say something like that, they may not like it, but they damn sure have to respect it if you look them in their face and simply tell them that.
Shay, move on. Right. What's the best spot for him, you think?
Best spot for him.
They don't have it. I'd love the Steelers to get them.
Stephen, you took it right on the Steelers. The Steelers would be a great spot for him. The Cowboys would be another great spot for him.
Yeah. Especially with his brother there. He'd be happy. Yeah. He'd be happy with Trayvon. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live. Tonight, Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets head to Minnesota to take on the T-Wolves. Going to be a good one. These teams meet for the second time this season, with the T-Wolves winning the last meeting 110-89. However, this time, Minnesota will be without key pieces Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert. So, Stephen A., here's the question. What's going to be the headline following the Nuggets-T-Wolves matchup?
Well, it's going to involve Anthony Edwards. It's going to be whether or not he's somebody that can lead them, or he's somebody that desperately needs Karl Anthony Towns to compete with the Denver Nuggets. It's going to be one of two things. But he's definitely going to have this on his shoulders tonight Minnesota's trying to get the top seed. Denver obviously is vying for it. They want the road to the finals to have to come through the city of Denver. They know it's going to have to come through them as the reigning defending champions, but they want to come through the city of Denver. They got to win tonight. Winning tonight helps, actually.
Absolutely. Stephen A., if Ant-Man can lead this Minnesota team to beat Denver without Cat, without Rudy Gobert, man, they're gonna be riders that have MVP votes that's going to zoom him up the board. If he does that without Gobert and without Cat, and you mean to tell me they got Yoke, they got Murray, they got Porter, they got Gordon, they got all their pieces. Denver has all their pieces. Because that means Ant-Man is going to have one of these 40-point, 50-point games. He might have to have a career-high 50-point, get 50-plus point game in order to get that done. I don't believe it's going to happen, though. I think Denver, that taste that they have in their mouth after what happened on Sunday. I think they take care of business.
What's your dream finals matchup this year?
My dream matchup is always L.A.-Miami, always. It's just
not your personal life, because of basketball.
But from a basketball standpoint, I would tell you this season, I would like to see from a purely basketball standpoint, not taking locality into consideration, Nuggets Celtics. Because that's what it should have been last year.
Yeah.
We didn't think that Boston was going to wet the bed with the first three games being a 3-0 hole. They come back and tie it up, and then the first minute of the game, Jason Tatum gets hurt in game 7.
Yeah.
He's not the same. So we know that Boston's a better matchup for the sizable Denver Nuggets than Miami was. Okay. And I think that's the matchup we should have had last year.
You think the same, Shannon?
I do.
Yeah.
No. From a static standpoint, I think Milwaukee. I'm going to give Milwaukee. I give Milwaukee a 45% chance of upsetting the Celtics. But if you make me put my money, I'm taking the Celtics.
All right.
I don't like what I've seen.
We were working on something for you, Stephen A. Do we have that for him?
What?
We have that?
Look out. Uh-oh.
Right now, I mean, this brother right here, what a show that man put up. When he did that move, oh my God, did you see it? Everybody in America was talking about that throughout the night, the next day. I mean, you can't, showing it in slow motion doesn't do it justice, as special as slow-mo is. It's just dancing on. Shannon, I'm just trying to tell you, baby, and this is in 1991, but this is in the 90s, you understand? You didn't see that every day. The greatness that we see today comes from somewhere. It comes from the predecessors who showed the way, and Kenny Anderson was one of those dudes. Another honorable mention would have been Kenny the Jet Smith. Kenny Smith on TNT. Yeah. Did you see when that brother danced on Mark Price and him on Georgia Tech? Did you see that? I mean, this brother, Kenny, the Jet was special now. The Jet was special now.
Yeah. Kenny used to get up. Before his knees turned into kickstands, he could elevate.
Be nice.
But now he ain't jumping too high right now, Stephen A.
I got you. But it's so many plays. But the Wayne Pearl Washington.
Pearl.
He was a one-man press breaker.
Yes.
One-man press breaker. Yes. You didn't want to press him. You didn't want to do it. He would dance all day on
you. Who do you think's the most exciting college basketball player now?
Me?
Who are you excited to see this tournament?
I have. There's no one really for me.
No.
You know, Caitlin Clark. How about that?
Exactly. Yes.
The women's.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, Shannon, let me ask you this.
And Juju at USC.
Yeah, Juju Watkins.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Stephen A., the difference between now and then is that you had a Pearl Washington, you had one or two guys. Now in the NBA, you got three or four guys per team that can pat the ball. They can do all that.
All I'm trying to say is they learned it from somewhere, Shannon.
They learned it from somewhere.
And that play from Kenny Anderson is one of the plays they learned it from.
And now these guys are A&1. Stephen A., you remember the A&1 tour? You had hot sauce and Skip to My Lou
Professor.
Now these guys are doing actual A&1 moves in an NBA game.
That's right.
That has it. The guy like he's about to pause and take off again with the Rock, Steph, Kyrie, all those guys. James Harden.
That's
you
right.
got guys just like to be like me, head one players.
I'm a Queens, New York brother. Let me give my brother Mark Jackson some love. Let me give Boo Harvey some love. He went to St. John's. Rafer Austin, Cardoza High School in Queens.
Yeah.
Let me give some. Of course, my brother Rod Strickland. Kyrie's godfather. That brother was something special.
Yes.
Let's not forget him. Oh Lord. I mean, it's just doing something to me. Let's just go to break.
The show's over.
I just need a break right now.
I'm fanning myself.
I'm fanning right. myself. Memories.
All right.
Memories.
Bye, Shannon.
Memories.
Bye, Stephen A.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.